Well, we love this day when we get to check in with our friends from Max Abilities. It's our monthly check-in. And, of course, Michelle Schaefer is here. She is the executive director of Max Abilities.
And a fine job she does.
Yes. She's amazing.
Thank you.
We love her. And we also love it when friends of the show bring friends of the show with them. And so, Michelle, I'm going to let you do some introductions of Jamie, and then we're going to jump in from there.
Okay. Well, we're excited. We're always trying to push the envelope and develop new programs. And we're very honored to have in our employment now Jamie Dagenhart, who is going to be spearheading one of our newest ventures, which is Phase 3 of Miracle Park. And he is our commercial retail manager.
Amazing.
And he's been a staple in the community for a long time, and we're really lucky that he's joined us.
And if you haven't seen the retail center, it is going up. You'll see the steel very clearly through the magnolia trees on Cherry Road. I mean, it's going to be quite a building.
And if you come down Eden Terrace, you get a better view from the other side. It's pretty amazing. So, Michelle, let's back up just a bit. Let's give everyone a brief overview first of just what Max Abilities is. We'll start there.
Sure. Well, Max Abilities is a local service agency. We've been around for 45 years now, and we provide services throughout the life span of a person who has some type of special need that falls under our service catchment area, which could be an intellectual disability on the autism spectrum, spinal cord injury, traumatic brain injury. A lot of different services are needed to provide a full life to those individuals. So we provide a lot of services, about 30 different programs in the community resources as well.
Absolutely.
We have 285 employees, and we support about 1,200 people in the community.
And that's awesome.
Every
that's
day.
Amazing. Woo. It's amazing work. So thank you.
Thanks.
People like you and Max Abilities and the boards that work with you sometimes don't get the thanks that they deserve. So thank you so much for all that you do.
We have a great job. We love the folks we work with.
And a big part of what Max Abilities does is the focus on businesses. So a big part of what your consumers or your, do we call them consumers, clients?
We call them friends.
Friends like it. Okay. What our friends do is they're able to have jobs. So start by what we currently have, and then we'll kind of migrate over to what we're going to have in the next year or so.
When young folks get out of high school, we have a variety of work options that are available for them. We have some folks that really aren't interested in work, and we have centers where they can go and participate in social activities, be with friends, you know, go to the movies, those kinds of fun things. And then we have other folks who want to work, and many of them have jobs. We have job coaches. And we have some that are learning work skills in center-based programs. But over the last few years, we've really tried to broaden that out. What works for one person, maybe going into a large group and having lots of friends around them, doesn't work for another. And so we started our York Coffee Roastery to help folks bridge out of high school if that large center-based approach isn't for them. And that's been very successful. So we're trying to build on that concept with other micro businesses, if you will, or unconventional businesses for our field, to try to give the folks who maybe just don't need that much stimulation a space where they can work and contribute to the community and learn job skills. And we're excited to be looking at our Phase 3 of Miracle Park to do some more of that. We also have a different business that we're starting this year, that will be focusing on providing ABA services to people who only have Medicaid as a source to pay for those services. You know, Medicaid isn't the highest payer in the world of things, so we're a Medicaid service. So we feel that if we can kind of bridge the gap between more conventional ABA services that take conventional insurances and focus on those who may be struggling to find that service, it will benefit the community as a whole. So that's something else that we're working on concurrently with Phase 3. So we have a lot of folks who are busy coming up with new ways to bring things to the Rock Hill community.
And Jamie, that's going to bring us to you and to Phase 3. I know that you're going to be your new title is?
Commercial retail manager.
Okay, so you'll be over all of it, but let's talk about phase three of Miracle Park and what that retail space is going to look like and what your hopes are for that space.
Sure. So the building itself is going to be about 8,200 square feet. And
that's big.
It is big. And so Max Abilities will occupy about 5,000 square feet of that through retail services that we will operate as a for-profit business. We will hire individuals of all abilities, and the goal is going to be that we train them and not keep them, right? We want to use this as a resume builder so that we can help them, teach them, give them some experience, and then work with individuals like Thomas Monroe with the South Carolina Department of Employee and Workforce and help get them placed in our community. Because we do believe, as you mentioned, that these individuals have skills and talents and gifts, and they are able to work and provide an income for themselves. And so our goal with phase three is to bring them in, teach them, train them, and then send them out and kind of start the process over again.
What kind of jobs or tasks will they be given, and what can we be looking forward to seeing at phase three that they're going to be doing?
Sure. So in the 5,000 square feet that we're going to occupy and run, we've kind of settled in on the name Miracle Market.
Love it.
And so it'll be a little retail store. I say little, 5,000 square feet, a little retail store where we're able to provide goods to the community that have been made and crafted and put together by individuals with special needs, whether that's jewelry or pottery or things of that sort. We're working with Winthrop to get some apparel into that space. So that we can be an avenue for folks to come and buy Winthrop apparel. You know, one of the unique things about Miracle Park is that it really is a community-driven endeavor.
Yeah.
And we're thankful for Winthrop and their willingness to partner with us on this, as well as the City of Rock Hill and, of course, Max Abilities and our foundation. And so we really want the market to kind of be a hub where folks can come and get goods created by individuals with special needs.
Great place to pick up a Winthrop shirt before you go to a ball game.
Absolutely. Or a Miracle Park merch.
That's right. The other thing that we're going to do with inside Miracle Market is kind of have a quick service grill, a place where folks can come and get food. They can come and they can eat with us in the building, or they can take it to go and go back to the park or go to a Winthrop game or a Winthrop lake or wherever they want to go.
Are you going to put an apron on? Are you going to be back there cooking the burgers and dogs?
Just for you, yes, I will. Just for you.
Make sure you know how he likes it.
That's right. So that's kind of the goal. So within that framework, then we have a lot of different tasks that we can teach, whether it be on the food services side, the retail side, cleanliness, janitorial skills to keep up the place. So we'll have, as Michelle was mentioning, that gives us different niches to focus on, because some people will be leaning towards the janitorial skills versus others may be more interested in food services. So,
would you have ever thought maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago that we would be sitting here talking about how this is coming together? Like, was this one of your wildest dreams? And how important do you think this is to our community?
Well, the phase three market, I think, was the wild dream of Warren Norman. And he has provided us the opportunity to work with him. I mean, this is, he was a special ed teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's what his degree's in.
It is. And so it has been a collaboration for a long time. It's been a dream of a lot of folks. And it's just exciting to see where it's something that we probably would have never been able to do on our own. But when you pool your resources with community people that have a similar desire to see growth and potential and opportunity brought to a group of people who aren't always provided that really magical things can happen.
There's nothing that says more about who we are as a community mm-hmm. than Miracle Park.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, we don't care what your skill set is. We don't care what your abilities are. Miracle Park is for you. And to think how that thing started, you have Alice Davis, her brother, David Williams, and Warren Norman, sitting around a pizza parlor, and they have this idea, and then they get Max Abilities involved, they get the state of South Carolina involved, they get the city of Rock Hill involved. I mean, it was just a huge community undertaking, mm-hmm. and look what it's created. There are Miracle Parks in other parts of the Miracle Fields in other parts of the country, but I'm not sure anybody has a Miracle Park.
They don't. Not like this.
Nothing. No. Nothing like this. So those who are new to the community, if you want to know what we're all about, take a dose of Miracle Park.
Right. And it's we say it's all the time, this is a special place that we live in. And I think that, like Manning just said, that puts the seal right on that. And that it is public-private partnership, you know, of all entities coming together and really rallying around it.
Absolutely.
So we're excited to be a part of it as well, and we appreciate all that you do.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's been a great experience for Max Abilities. I think that as a nonprofit service provider, it's really hard sometimes to tap into the community in a really vibrant way because you're just busy trying to get the job done. You don't have time to do the things. And this has just brought us along in so many different ways. Absolutely. It's been so beneficial. Mm-hmm. You know, just to have Winthrop Life at your office a couple of days ago having a great conversation about how we could all work together and you know, it's Department amazing. Of, you know, Workforce and that group just coming and saying, let's put our arms around you and help you. It's been great.
I know we're pushing up against a break, but I do want to do a quick plug for Savor the Flavors. That's your big fundraiser for the year. And that's going to take place on what date?
October 2nd. It's always a Thursday. It's our 10th annual Savor the Flavors. So we're very excited.
And tickets will be on sale soon?
They'll be on sale soon. We're working with the website company now to kind of get things up.
Where's it going to be held?
At the White Home.
And where's the White Home? One block from us.
It's beautiful. It's such a fun night. So again, make sure that you go ahead and save the date. That's October the 2nd for Savor the Flavors, of course, at the White Home. And tickets will be on sale soon. Michelle, Jamie, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here.